On Widener University Week, mergers don't only happen in the business world. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Paul Baker, assistant professor of physics, explores deep space to find another example.
Somewhere in the universe, two galaxies are colliding. Each of these galaxies has a supermassive black hole in its center. And over the course of millions of years after the galactic collision, those two black holes get closer and closer together, eventually merging into one, emitting a hum of gravitational waves all the while. That hum will join a discordant symphony of gravitational waves, emanating from every galaxy that merged in the recent history of the universe. This collection of overlapping gravitational hums from different sources is called the stochastic gravitational wave background. The North American NanoHertz Observatory for Gravitational Waves, or NanoGrav, may be starting to hear that universal hum. NanoGrav is a collection of about 120 scientists, including myself. We use large radio telescopes to monitor a class of stars called pulsars spread throughout the Milky Way galaxy. As gravitational waves pass through the Milky Way, the space between the Earth and the pulsars is distorted. Space itself is stretched and squeezed by the gravitational waves, making some of the pulsars appear to move closer to the Earth and some to move further away. This slight change in distance results in the radio pulses arriving a bit off schedule. Our most recent data release contains more than 400,000 pulse time measurements collected from 47 pulsars gathered over 12 and a half years. Our measurements are showing evidence for a common signal affecting all of the radio pulsars we monitor. We don't yet have enough statistical support to determine whether this common signal is from gravitational waves or some more mundane noise process. The only thing to do is keep watching the pulsars. As more data are gathered, we hope the significance of this signal will grow and we'll gain new insight into galaxies and the supermassive black holes in their centers.
That was Paul Baker of Widener University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.